This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I thank you all for your calls, your questions, your comments. We are with Genesis Communications Network. We have been with Genesis Communications Network for years, and I am so, so grateful for this network and all the amazing they have done. And, you know, as we are transitioning from GCN Network to a new network, we are going to have details on that. Hopefully it won't disrupt how you get the show and when you listen to the show, but it just, I cannot thank enough how awesome our producers, our engineers, our sales, our staff, and the owner, you know, Ted Anderson, and all that they've done, you know, for this radio show and for my listeners. And it's going to be hard. It's going to be bittersweet, but the show is going on. It's just, I'm not going to have my family per se with me, and you know, I may get a little teary, but not today. So I just wanted to kind of let you guys know. I know many of you have been asking what's going on, and hopefully I never do leave the family. I hope I still get to have Ted and everybody at GCN still in my life, although they might be kind of looking forward to, we get a break from Dr. Dahlia. Well, who wouldn't be excited about a break from me? That's kind of hard. So what I want to open with for this hour is to talk about food noise. So a food noise, and I apologize, I'm having a very bad hair day today, not sure why. Food noise is something that people are attributing to their weight gain or their inability to lose weight. And food noise means a variety of things, where you smell something good when you're driving by a bakery, and now you can't stop thinking about it, you want to eat. Or you're watching the Lakers play, or you're watching hockey, and then all of a sudden there's a pizza commercial. Or you just crave, or you're tired and you want to eat. And so one thing that Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound people are saying is that these drugs are eliminating food noise. And this is a fascinating concept, because people who take it say, I don't crave food. I now could go from breakfast to lunch and not want a snack. If somebody says there's donuts in the break room, I don't care. Now, being able to eliminate food noise should already be intrinsic. I mean, we should be able to have that ability to do, but we don't. And marketing and these companies, they know exactly what to do to increase our food noise. And so it's important to understand what food noise is and how to combat it, because some of the success we're seeing with these GLP-1 agonists is them addressing the food noise. Now, there are some individuals who are dropping loads of weight. I think they're taking the medication probably at a higher level than they need to. They're getting very sick when they eat food, wanting to throw it up. They get very averted to food. They might be having some side effects, and therefore they don't eat, and they lose a lot of weight. You have other individuals who really, they can get by on 500 calories. They are eating. They're eating healthy, and they're using the medicine right, but they're just really restricting their calories. To me, if you're losing weight quickly, I get nervous about that. I don't think that's success. If you're losing a lot of weight quickly, you could precipitate a gallstone attack, gallbladder attack. You could also put yourself at risk of rebound weight. So the ones who are the slow and steady wins the race sort of individuals, those I think are going to have the most successful weight loss on these drugs, because remember, there is going to be an end date. We have no data saying you could be on these medications for life. We don't know what the cost is going to be trying to be on this medicine for life. We don't know if insurance companies are going to be like, we're done. We're not paying for this anymore. And we also have short supply. So if you are going on the medications, as I said before, have an exit plan. But where I think these medicines have amazing success is the food noise issue. And, you know, being there for people who can't manage their food noise is fantastic, but it should only be temporary. But when somebody says, you know, Dahlia, I've only lost 10 pounds on Ozempic, I can't lose any more. To me, that's a win. You lost 10 pounds. Hopefully, during that 10-pound weight loss journey, you relearned and trained your brain to eliminate food noise, to combat food noise, to, you know, approach your diet as vegetables and fish. You know, not reaching for sugar, eating sugary cereals in the morning is huge. And if Ozempic helped you do that, great, but one day you're going to have to go off of medication. Are you going to go back and buy sugary cereals? Or are you going to say, nope, I don't need it? So this food noise issue is a fascinating one, and I think it could be combated with other things besides these GLP-1 agonists. So what I want researchers to do, and what I'd love health officials to do, is figure out what was the most successful healthy result from people being on these GLP-1 agonists that help you feel more full, slow down gastric emptying and you know, making you eat less. What a part of that that's non-hormonal can we replicate? Because if we could get rid of food noise, we could combat obesity a lot cheaper than we're doing now with these drugs. These drugs are fantastic, but my feelings are mixed on it because I really think these insurance companies are spanking us as a result. My insurance rates almost doubled. I'm not taking the medication why am I paying more? Well, because the insurance has to pay for other people. So eventually health insurance is going to be ridiculously high. And Ozempic and Mounjaro, those medications which were designed for weight, for diabetes, might be the impetus for us going into socialized medicine, and that's going to be a disaster. And I'm telling you right now, with socialized medicine, not everybody's going to get those drugs. I understand Bernie Sanders is trying to take the makers of Ozempic and Mounjaro, Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk to the Senate to explain why their drugs cost so much, but I don't think the prices are going down anytime soon. So you need to kind of be aware that, we might have to learn to combat food noise other ways. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my friend's children goes to high school. And at one of the high schools she goes to that includes a lot of art curriculum, she said that there are students that meow like cats, walk on all fours, and identify as a cat. I think there was one school, I never saw this, but there was a report that one school had litter boxes in the back of the classrooms for kids who identified as a cat. And this is something that is, I guess, evolving and progressing. And I don't really understand the benefits of that as a doctor. If somebody wants to identify as a cat or as a dog, do we not say something? Do we let them walk across the street in all fours and lick their hands and feet and lick their backside? I mean, if you're identifying as a cat, are you giving up your state benefits? Are you giving up your health insurance? Are you going to a veterinarian? I mean, a lot of academic institutions are embracing students who are living like a cat. So if they need medical care and they say, don't send me to a human doctor, I'm a cat, do you send them to a vet, and do veterinarians know what to do with that? I mean, I think there's no logic to it. And I don't know why. Is it to make a point that if you don't want to be a girl or you don't want to be a boy, that's okay, you can be anything you want? Well, there's limits. Let's say I identify as being president of the United States. So that's my identity now. Get me Secret Service, and I want you to clean the desk. I don't know if Biden eats jelly beans or Jell-O. Clean all that out, and let me sit in the Oval Office, and let me be president, because that's how I identify. Are we allowed to do that? If you have a child who identifies as a bird, if they come up to mom and dad and say, I'm a bird, you will call me Tweet. Okay. Well, the school told us to embrace this. You identify as a bird, that's fine. What if your child decides to go out on the balcony and jump off because he thinks he could fly? Okay, we need to bring everybody back to reality. This is frightening. You're a human. If you're a human, you need to eat. You need to exercise. You need to sleep. You need to take care of things that don't, in terms of hygiene, that don't include your tongue. A cat has a much different immune system that allows it to lick its tushy. And, you know, it's interesting. My cats, they clean themselves. But they'll lick each other on the head. They'll lick each other around the neck, but they won't clean each other's paws or tushy. I wonder what that conversation is among cats. Because I have one cat who will, as she's being given a bath by the other cat, will start to roll, lie on her back and spread her legs a little bit. And I'm like, I wonder what the other cat says. Like, oh, hell no. You're going to clean that area yourself. I really wonder what's going on, because I watch the cats clean themselves, and it's kind of interesting. Now, one cat comes from outside, dirty. The girl cat goes, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to clean you. And then I notice sometimes the cat's like, this is just way too much for me. And I'm like, you're getting a bath, dude. But if you have a child who wants to identify as being a fish, and so decides to go underwater and try to keep themselves underwater, you need to intervene. If your child is a human, they're a human. And I don't understand what these schools are doing. Yeah, I mean, if you want to, what's to stop somebody from identifying as a firefighter? I'm a firefighter, so I'm going to go into the building and I'm going to help fight the fire. No, there's liability. There's firefighters who are like, no, we need to protect you. You need to get out of the building. But that's how I identify. So, you know, this gender dysphoria diagnosis is a serious one. I think the media has hijacked it, has turned it into a mess. And the individuals, they're rare, but the individuals with true gender dysphoria are suffering as a result of what's happening. Where you can identify as anybody you want. So people ask, can I identify as black so I could get reparations? Can I identify as Hispanic so I could get a job as an interpreter? There's, when are we saying you could, you know, identify, let's say you're a criminal and you have been, your mugshot and your identity and your fingerprints are X, Y, and Z in the police record, and you decide to change your identity, you still could get arrested. What is going to be, moving forward, our approach to this? Another thing that's very frustrating is I thought we were getting away from the stereotypes of boy and girl, where a girl wears a dress and likes pink, a boy wears pants and likes sports. Me being a girl that, you know, loved wearing my jeans, having my jean jacket, I might have had a little feather thing in my hair in the 80s, loved watching sports, loved hanging out with the guys. Now, I love the fact that I'm a biological female. And so I don't think girls should be all about the dresses and the Barbies, and boys should be all about the pants and the sports. So if that's the case, then if we're not going to say boy, girl, and stereotype that, then if somebody says I want to be a girl, or if a girl says I want to be a boy and watch sports and play sports, they could do that as a girl. Girls can now play sports. They don't have to necessarily go through changes that could make them infertile and affect their health and affect their mental health. If somebody says, I want to be a boy, be a boy. If you want to, I want to be a girl. Why? Ask the child, why do you want to be a boy? Well, because I don't like going to the women's room with mommy. I don't want to have a period. I'd rather do what daddy does. Daddy doesn't have a period. You know, there's periods are there for a reason. You get a period because it's the way the body cleanses, and it's how the body prepares for childbirth later. You have a choice. You don't have to be pregnant later, but don't make a permanent choice now when you're 8. If somebody really doesn't like having their period, a doctor can help them with that. That's why I said, if somebody says they want to be a girl or boy, ask, what is it? And if they say, well, I can't stand dresses. I can't stand dresses also. I live in a windy city. Las Vegas is very windy. Every time I wear a dress, that sucker gets blown up, which is why I start to wear leggings, you know, and as a public service to you all, so you don't have to see my skirt blow up, I'll wear leggings underneath so nobody has to see anything. In fact, yesterday I was walking around and I think my skirt was up, but again, I was wearing leggings, so it didn't matter. But you don't have to wear a skirt anymore as a girl. You know, so before the, I think there was an elementary school that was going to be teaching first graders about pronouns and calling somebody a tree, and I guess there was such a backlash online that they decided to cancel that curriculum. And you know, parents don't want their children confused. Now, if I think we solve the problem of the whole dresses, Barbies, you know, toy trucks and cars, now that we said any child could play with any toy. But, you know, if you have a boy child that wants to have tampons and try to insert them in their body, you know, I would really make sure that they were seeing a medical provider to kind of dig a little deeper into what's going on psychologically. And I get there's a very small percentage of the population who really wants to have their breasts removed or their penis removed and go through the painful surgery. Shouldn't be a child. And again, figure out the why and explain to them that they could really regret it. But for those of you who are cats, well, I guess you wouldn't be listening to the show if you're a cat. I guess never mind. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. A 6-week abortion ban went into effect today in Florida. The law will drop the state's current 15-week ban. Florida joins Georgia and South Carolina with a 6-week ban. Thousands of hotel workers are planning May Day rallies in at least 18 cities across the United States and Canada, looking for better pay and working conditions. The unionized workers are in talks with Marriott International, Hilton Worldwide, and Hyatt Hotels for new contracts for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic. Anti-Israel protesters on the campus of Columbia University have been removed by police officers. After being requested by the Ivy League's president, NYPD officers in riot gear entered the campus just after 9 p.m. Tuesday. At least 100 people were arrested. The move comes after the mayor called many of the people there professional agitators. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So today, Florida's 6-week abortion ban is in effect. It replaces a 15-week ban that was previously upheld by the state Supreme Court. And so this 6-week ban has been signed into law, supported by Governor Ron DeSantis. It's called the Heartbeat Protection Act. And once the state Supreme Court upheld a previously passed 15-week ban, it allowed there to be the movement of this unobstructedly. I believe there's going to be an election in November where they're going to decide on a constitutional amendment on the ballot to enshrine Floridians' rights to abortions, not at the 6-week mark, but later. And so, you know, there's obviously a lot of debate on this. I think Georgia has a similar ban also after 6 weeks of pregnancy. And so a big criticism that people have is that the average person does not know that they're pregnant by 6 weeks. And so that's an interesting concept. Okay, because so people ask, where do I stand on all of this? Where do I stand on it? I don't really have, per se, one that the Democrats or the Republicans embrace. How I stand on it is we need to focus on all these unwanted pregnancies from happening, increase access to birth control. I think it's painful to see a million women a year decide to terminate, you know, a life in their body. I think that's tragic. It's tragic for the life that gets terminated because I do believe the fetus is alive. And it's tragic for the women who go through it. I've had patients who had abortions prior to, you know, them starting their family. And they say they can't live with themselves after having done it. Some are saying, I'm good. Doesn't bother me. It was the best decision I ever made. But I have many people who are still haunted by that. And so I would like to see that decrease. I don't want to see a million women facing the very difficult decision to end a pregnancy on purpose. You know, that's not easy. And so for me, where I stand is keep the taxpayers out of it, keep the government out of it. No neighbor should have to spend money on another person's abortion. This should be such a private issue between the person and their doctor, the patient and their doctor, and the patient and the doctor could decide. And it's a medical procedure. If we don't have a million being done, then we don't have this narrative of a million babies being killed. I mean, if it really is a medical issue, you know, it's rare to have to terminate a pregnancy for a medical issue, but the doctor and the patient have that choice. So I kind of want the government out of it, and I want a patient and their doctor to be able to very privately manage this issue. So, like I said, I don't know where that goes. But if you ask me if a fetus is alive or not, absolutely it's alive. That's why we have maternal fetal medicine. There's medicine for the fetuses. We do surgery on fetuses. We could now, we've had guests on my show that have talked about protecting the heart. And if a fetus is found to have a heart defect, we could operate on the fetus in utero to make sure that baby outside of the womb can live. So we do maternal fetal medicine under the premise that the fetus is alive. So you're not going to tell me or any doctor that the fetus is not a living entity. Of course it's a living entity because that's why we have you take prenatal vitamins. That's why we check your Rh status. That's why we, you know, ultrasound the baby and make sure that the baby is growing and thriving. It's a baby. So the next issue is when people say we cannot have a 6-week abortion ban because the average woman does not know they're pregnant. That is something that I think we need to explore. Okay? Now, I was very lucky. A lot of women are not as lucky as me. Where I, because I was trying to get pregnant, I would do the pregnancy test. And I knew I was pregnant before I missed my first period. Now, I was fortunate because I was looking for it. I was able to purchase pregnancy tests. Pregnancy tests are kind of expensive. So I didn't take them all the time, but I was like, dang, $14 for this sucker? And that was in the late 90s, early 2000s. Expensive tests. But, you know, I was able to test, and I found out I was pregnant before I missed my first period. So I called my doctor, and she said, look, you're about 4 weeks pregnant. If that, I don't want to see you till you're 9 weeks pregnant. Now, start your prenatals. Eat right, fluids, you know, do what you do, and I'll see you at the 9-week mark. But a lot of individuals, they don't know. Some people might bleed during the pregnancy. Some people, they just don't get periods. They have polycystic ovarian syndrome. And I find that very concerning that the average woman does not have a regular period. The reason why we have a monthly cycle is because it was something that a woman could predict, could prepare for, and then if she didn't get it, it was an immediate sign that she was pregnant. Well, our bodies have changed. Some of us are obese, some of us have hormonal issues, and so if you're not getting a monthly period, that needs to be looked at and addressed. if you are on birth control, and birth control is maybe 98% effective, understand there's a 2% chance for you to get pregnant. And so if you're sexually active, and I would recommend anybody who is sexually active not using protection to be very diligent about seeing if you're pregnant. You know, the Roe versus Wade overturn meant the feds are out. The feds are never going to ban it, and they're never going to encourage it. This is a personal issue between a woman and their doctor and the father of the baby. So the feds are out. But what Roe v. Wade did was, if the feds are out, now the states take over. Now the states could vote, we're out. Government should not be involved in a woman's body. It's between you and their doctor. Or there might be such a demand on the states, will come up with something. So some states are doing 15-week bans. Some states say you could abort the whole time. It could be a third trimester abortion. We support you. And others are, no. You know, if the baby has a heartbeat, this is destroying a baby's life, not after 6 weeks. And so if you are going to be living in a state where that might happen, then, you know, you could move. You have that choice to move or vote during the state legislature. But what I really would recommend from a medical standpoint is, one, don't have unprotected sex. Okay? If, God forbid, you know, there's rape or there's, you know, I believe the bans allow for that opportunity to abort. Although one of my family members was raped and they, you know, took the pregnancy test and that was a long, horrible process for them, but it sadly did. The rape resulted in a pregnancy. And so, but if you are not in that incest or rape category, if you are having unprotected sex, check if you're pregnant. If you don't have a regular period or your period is obscured with birth control, you might want to take pregnancy tests fairly regularly. I know that's not ideal, but I can't tell you how many women I have seen where they didn't know they were pregnant till they were 4 or 5 months. They were drinking alcohol. They were smoking. They were doing drugs. If you have unprotected sex, you've got to assume you could be getting pregnant. And so I think we also need to raise awareness, especially for those people in states with more restrictive abortion rights, to, you know, be diligent about understanding what's going on with them reproductively so they aren't 4 or 5 months when this happens. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners.
This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was little, I would watch these movies where somebody would be in a car and they would say, "No brakes, no brakes, I don't have any brakes." And that would scare me as a kid. And even though I always wanted to drive, drive fast and shake and bake, you know, Talladega Nights and go vroom, I was always nervous that my brakes wouldn't work. And I did have an episode where I had a used car and the brakes did not work the way I needed it to, and I had to use my emergency brake, and thank God that worked. And it's probably one of the most frightening things. Well, cars have advanced to where there's automatic emergency braking systems, and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is now requiring that nearly all new passenger cars and trucks now have this automatic emergency braking system. They believe that this is going to save at least 365 lives annually and prevent 24,000 injuries. Now, Congress directed the Transportation Safety Board to, in 2021 infrastructure law, to create a rule to establish minimum performance standards for automatic emergency braking systems. So how does that work? Well, they use sensors like cameras and radar to detect when a vehicle is close to crashing and then automatically applies the brakes if the driver, you know, didn't do it. They also have to protect pedestrians in both daylight and nighttime. And so some smaller volume manufacturers don't have to do it by 2029. They may get an extra year. So this isn't for this year. This is supposed to go into place by 2029, all new cars. The NHTSA in 2023 had proposed requiring nearly all vehicles to comply 3 years after publication, but automakers are now being given 5 years. And so they want these cars and trucks to be able to stop to avoid hitting vehicles in front of them up to speeds of 62 miles an hour. The rule requires a system to apply brakes automatically up to 90 miles an hour when collision with a lead vehicle is imminent and up to 45 miles an hour when a pedestrian is detected. This is according to Reuters. So U.S. traffic deaths fell by 3.6% in 2023, the second straight year decline, but they're still significantly above pre-pandemic levels. The fatality rate in 2023 was higher than any pre-pandemic year since 2008. In 2022, the numbers of pedestrians killed rose 0.7% to 7,522. You know, it's interesting. I get these news alerts. I live in southern Nevada, and I get these news alerts that a pedestrian was killed. A pedestrian was killed almost every day. And today, I was driving to work, and somebody was just in the middle of the street, just crossing the street. Yesterday, when I drove home, somebody else decided, and this was a law, this was a six lane, you know, with both sides street. People just walking across the street, no crosswalk, no. Now I get if the nearest crosswalk and traffic light is a half a mile each direction. I mean, I've crossed the street, but I just, every day I see people in the street. I'll even see workers who, even though they have their cones, they're in your lane. So you're moving to get away from the cones because there's not a lot of notice that somebody coned off a lane and they're standing in your lane too. And so I do fear that we've, you know, maybe gotten a little bit more lax about crossing the street. When I was little, I was deathly afraid to cross the street. I had to hold mommy's hand. I had to go in the crosswalk. So, but I think a lot of it also is homeless individuals who may be suffering from heat stroke, hypothermia, exhaustion, starvation, mental illness. And I think there's a lot of people that are just wandering around the street. And when you're driving in a car, you're expecting that that street has no people because people are watching. People are waiting at the crosswalk. But no, you have to now assume that the average person might just be out in the middle of the street. In 2016, 20 automakers voluntarily agreed to make automatic emergency braking standard on nearly all U.S. vehicles by 2022. And so automakers are falling suit. This is a little easier, I think, for them to do than the whole electric vehicle mandate. You know, the electric vehicle market sales have slumped, but it's interesting because you'll see articles saying, no, electric vehicles are at record high sales. Well, we didn't really sell a lot of EVs before. But what's interesting about the whole electric vehicle market and why there's a lot of, there's a lot of, shall we say, inconsistencies and disappointment by those who supported the whole EV mandate push is for people who, let's say, buy their car. I don't know about you guys, but I don't have the money to buy a new car every 2 or 3 years. If I'm going to have a car, I'm going to get a Corvette or a Toyota, or I'm going to get something that I am going to be with for years. We had our Jeep Wrangler for maybe 15 years, but we traded it in because we needed to be able to afford a car that, I guess, consumed less gas. And I miss my Jeep. I really do. But when we have a truck, we plan on driving that truck to the ground. And so those individuals who were quick to be on the electric vehicle bandwagon, they already bought their car. Unless they're rich, they're still paying on a $60,000. Well, maybe they paid it off, but I mean, a Rivian is what, $100,000? God, that used to be a house. I cannot imagine spending that much on a truck. You know, and so once you buy it, you've already bought it. And then what do you do with the battery? Do you replace the battery or do you just trade it in for a new car? And who's going to buy a used electric vehicle? And so I don't think they understand the psychology of the car consumer. Now, my husband and I buy used cars. You get a better deal. It doesn't depreciate. I want to buy a used electric vehicle, but you don't really see a lot of those. And can you trust the battery? And so people are buying electric vehicles when they're done with their car and they think that this mandate is going to infest their lives with stress. They're going to do it. They're going to be happy because all electric vehicle owners I know love the fact that they don't have to gas up. But it's not the average person who lives in an apartment. It's not the average person that is still paying on the regular car. I'm still paying on my car loan. I understand I could trade it in for an electric vehicle, but I kind of like my Corvette. Eventually, I'm going to buy an electric vehicle, but maybe just one. Do you really see the average family, you know, for their teenager's first car, it being an electric vehicle? That family would have to be rich, wealthy. My first car, I spent $1,800, and it had no air conditioning, and it was still pretty dented up. But it was a car, and it got me to where I needed to go. You know, this mandate is assuming that everybody is going to be able to afford a brand new, shiny, fancy car. No, most people's first cars are used trucks or hand-me-downs. So those who bought one have already bought one. And it's a very isolated market. It's not the average human. I've driven in California. I have seen a lot of Teslas, but didn't see a lot of charging stations. The average car was a basic fuel car. And so I don't think they're going to make the timeline. Look at how they allowed the automatic emergency braking systems timeline have more flexibility. They're not doing it for these electric vehicles. And I think it's boomeranging. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.